inside at last.
Welcome, fellow Taffers, to Inside at Last, the one and only thief-dedicated podcast. My name is Alex, and as you maybe already hear, it's a bit more chilled, even the intro. That's because I'm not excited. We don't have a guest. We don't have a 2 to 3 hour episode in front of us. It's just me. And I already did kind of this in 2019 around Christmas. It's not named episode 12 because the official episode 12 was Godbreaker featuring Random Taffer. But it's between episode 11, Supreme Ghosting featuring Clitremis, and Godbreaker. So yeah, it was that episode if you want to listen to that. But I thought after 3.5 years now, maybe some Taffers might be interested to hear the story of the podcast again. And I try to go through the list of all the episodes. Of course, I don't want to discuss every episode because some were just original missions without any anecdotes. But especially the episodes with guests sometimes had some little interesting side stories that happened in the background. And maybe, you guys are interested in that. If not, you can just skip it and wait for the next official episode. For the other ones, thank you for listening. And in general, well, I want to say thank you to all the Taffers that are listening, that are supporting us, that are commenting, that are joining the live streams of the podcast or even my live streams of some missions or games. It's always really nice. Yeah, people like Bordenka or Ashley, Plutonia. Yeah, there are several people that join regularly, and that's really, really nice. We built ourselves a little nice community there, and it's great to interact with you guys. So thank you. Also, I want to thank Jake and Seth. They are the new team members, and I think they are a great addition to the podcast after Psychosis left and Nex doesn't have so much time. He's not gone. He will be there now and then, but he doesn't have the time anymore. I had to look out for new members, and I think the casting went well. I really had a casting. It felt a bit strange. It was like a schedule on a Saturday. And it was like 1 hour of this guy, then this guy, then this guy, and this guy. And after Seth and Jake, I knew, okay, those are the ones I want to have on this. That's that. But yeah, from the beginning, you know, I'm an early adopter of podcasts. I had an iPod. I don't know what the real name of it was, but it was this thing with a wheel, with a digital wheel and this shiny platinum look back. I think it had 40 gigabytes of space and the color screen. So podcast started at that time, but it was way different from today. It was mostly like professional radio shows or TV stations that released little snippets of their full shows, maybe audio, and it was even a video podcast was even a thing. I don't think it is now. At least I don't know about it, but back then we had like a little video podcast. It was like maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of a show. You couldn't watch it on the big screen because the resolution was just made for the iPod screen, which was really small. Yeah, that was the start of podcasts. But then, of course, people started adapting to it and figuring out that this is actually a thing for many people to create content for very specific topics. And I think the Thief Podcast is a very obvious example of a niche thing that also gets a podcast. And it's pretty easy to produce, but of course still a lot of work in the background, but yeah, it is doable for people. You know, you don't have to have a lot of knowledge about video or stuff. Recording audio is still something different than creating videos or having a radio station. So yeah, I was listening to the first gaming podcasts, and there was one that was called Stay Forever. It was created by two former journalists. They were working for the biggest PC gaming magazine in Germany. It was the GameStar. It's still around. And at a certain time, they have been, as far as I know, the best-selling PC gaming magazine on the world, in the world, on the planet. So yeah, PC gaming was really, really big in Germany always. And yeah, so the PC gaming magazine and of that format was very successful. And yeah, those two, I knew them from that magazine. That magazine was always very forward with giving out the characters of the reviewers and of the journalists. So you got a feeling for the personalities of those people. So it was really cool. So you already had an impression of those guys when they started Stay Forever. And it was a retro gaming podcast. They discussed old games. And actually, that podcast already was a bit of a tutorial because they started it and they had to figure out how to make it work. So at the beginning, they started with 45 to 1 hour episodes because they thought that's enough. Nobody wants a longer episode. But they really soon realized that, first of all, people were like, hey, give us more. You know, I can continue whenever I want if I can't make listen to the whole episode from start to finish in one go. So do it longer, do it more detailed. And it showed that their 45-minute format wasn't really working because they once discussed Doom pretty early in their history, and they made it two episodes of 45 minutes, so it was 90 minutes overall. But this wasn't really working when you had it in like a playlist and you had the setting to play the latest episode first. So part two, of course, was above the part one. So yeah, it wasn't very convenient, and they soon figured out that longer episodes are actually very welcome by the community, which is something that I learned. So from the beginning, I was like, let's do it open end. Let's not have a limit. At that time, maybe 2 hours, but yeah, you know that we got well over that very often. And then I think it was episode 15 or something like that on that podcast where they discussed Thief. And it was 1 hour, 15 minutes. Minutes. And I was like, when I read it, like, what? 1 hour, 15 minutes about Thief? This can't be good. I can discuss Water Arrows for 1 hour. So how do they fit that amazing game with all those details inside 1 hour, 15? So I listened to the episode. Of course, I wasn't very satisfied, but I think that's always the thing when like they're discussing your individual thing, then they can't do it right, you know. They can't do it justice. That's normal. And in 2018, I started a podcast with my two best friends, a German podcast, where we discuss different things like food and movies and music and political stuff, whatever. It doesn't have a specific theme or topic. But there I knew how to create podcasts and how to release them. So I already had a provider. And then I was at a beer festival and I was pretty drunk, but in a very nice state, because maybe some of you know that craft beers have a lot of hop. Like, the amount of hop in a craft beer usually is way higher than a normal supermarket beer. And hop is one of the most efficient natural now I'm missing a word here, but it makes you really smooth, you know. And so I was in that really nice drunken state, and I was in Basel, Switzerland city. And then I was going home by train, which was about a 30 minutes ride. And I listened to that Thief episode again. And still, I wasn't satisfied. I was like, what? Oh, this detail you missed, and you didn't go deeper into that, and oh, that information is wrong, and stuff like that. So in my mood, in my situation, I was like, you know what? I will do the pitch for a Thief podcast on the forums. So I went home, I opened another beer, sat in front of the computer, created a placeholder cover for the podcast. I still like it. I still like the basic idea of it, but people went as amazed as me. So I did that, and I did the pitch, created the thread, and typed in what my idea is. And yeah, I got a very fast response by Lord Soth. Lord Soth, for guys, if you don't know, he's the one who runs the Taffer's Paradise, co.uk, where you can download, I think, all the fan missions and a lot of other stuff. So, yeah, he already played a pretty important role among the community. And he answered me and wanted to do this. And then I got Nex. And with Nex, I already had a really nice talk. If you want to listen to a part of that, it's the zero episode. It's called Teaser. I just clicked record at one point, just in our discussion, just to test everything. And yeah, so I think it was on a Wednesday where I did the pitch. And I'm not really sure if on that Friday that week or 1 week later we already recorded the first episode, but I think it was 1 week later, where we discussed Thief 2, the first mission. I'm running interference, it was, yes. I'm very bad with names, by the way. Yeah, so we did that, and it was, yeah, it was the first episode, of course. And I don't know why I have chosen to do Thief 2 at that point. But yeah, it started like that, and now we have to stick with that, discussing original missions from Thief 2 starting. I know it's weird, but that's the way it is. But that back then, I wasn't too keen about Thief 1. And yeah, we did that episode. Then we discussed Seven Sisters by Lady Rowena. And then the third episode was already, yeah, pretty special, because we were discussing speedrunning Thief with Psychosis. He was our first real guest. And it was a bit exciting, of course, but he was really cool. And it was just Nex, me, and him. Lord Soth wasn't part of that episode because he couldn't make it. And we figured, yeah, that this actually really fits really well, the combination of us three. And with Lord Soth, he was just available on a certain day during the week, and working with him was for me a bit hard. I don't want to talk bad about him. I'm still very grateful that he wanted to start this from the beginning with me, and but yeah, working with him was not to my satisfaction. It was hard to get answers from him, to talk about dates, and yeah, he didn't replay missions before we discussed them, so on. So compared to Nex, who did a great job from the beginning with all the details he noted before we recorded and stuff, and then Psychosis with all his knowledge of the engine and everything, that, yeah, so we talked and we made the decision that Psychosis, Nex, and me are now the team of the podcast. So we went on with this and we discussed shipping and receiving. And episode 5 already was Endless Rain, our first fan mission with a guest. And yeah, that's quite interesting because I was a bit unsure if Skaggy really wanted to join. He wanted, but at that point I was like, ah, no, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to. And I don't know. I was a coward and I didn't invite him, even if Psychosis told me before that, yeah, we could get Skaggy for that. And during the episode, we talked about Endless Rain, and then Psychosis was like, hey, did you invite Skaggy? And I was like, a bit like, nah. And then he did. And then Skaggy joined us during the episode, which was actually really cool. And yeah, so then we had our first fan mission author. And then Skaggy, you know, Skaggy is a pretty big name among the communities. And yeah, that was the first episode with a guest, which was really cool. And in hindsight, I like how it happened, you know, that thanks to Psychosis with all his connections, which was actually also something we enjoyed, that it was sometimes pretty easy over him to get into contact with some authors. Yeah, and then we had two original missions. It was Framed and Ambush, which what I liked is that our theories and other theories were discussed very much on the forums, which I liked. And yeah, we had three original missions. And then we had Pura as a guest, Calendra's Legacy. And that was quite an adventure for us, because the outcome was interesting. But let me tell you the story how I got into contact with him. First of all, people suggested Pura. And I was like, ah, damn, this was actually not my general idea of having guests that are hard to reach. You know, in general, I just wanted to have this little discussions about original missions and maybe other things about Thief. But then I was like, okay, let's give it a try. You know, of course, you're like, okay, a guest like that might attract people to the podcast. And yeah, it's maybe a good advertising as well. And of course, Calendra's Legacy is a legendary mission. I personally don't like it, but yeah, it's legendary. So, and Pura did some amazing things, and his story was pretty interesting. And so I tried to contact him. And I couldn't reach him. I didn't really find an email that he still used. But I found out that he has this website called The Blue Bard, where he mostly publishes his novels. He's writing novels, and he is a huge player of, I think it's Dungeons and Dragons, and he does a lot of amazing stuff. He draws maps as well. And so we had this chat window there. And I think it said something like that, hey, just leave me a message, and if I'm online at the same time, then I will write you back. So I messaged him there, and of course with a time difference from Europe to the USA to Texas where he lives, it's like hard to find a sweet spot where he might be online and me as well. So I wrote him a message there with some contact information, and he wrote back. I'm not sure if it was in the chat, but I think it was on the email address. But I left the chat window open for hours, so maybe he would be online. So he messaged me back, and we arranged doing the episode. He had to check with his studio, Arcane, where he works. Yeah, and we did that. So we prepared, we played the mission, or it was three missions, I guess. Yeah, three missions, and I told him that we have about, yeah, 2 hours would be nice if you would have that time for us. And we did the discussion, and of course our first, I would say, critical guest, you know, where you really want everything to work well. And then after 1 hour, he's like, yeah, I have around 15 minutes and I have to leave. He just wrote us in the chat. And we were like, what? You know, what? Oh, no. So we panicked. And the whole episode, I think I still like it because it was not so detailed about Calandra's legacy, but it was about him and his story, how he got into the games industry thanks to Thief and Calandra's legacy. And the story about Calandra's legacy was really interesting. And it wasn't about the mission, and some people didn't like it, or they expected something different, which I can understand. But in general, I think it was still nice to hear from someone from the past, someone who was really important among the community back in the day. So yeah, I liked it. And one criticism we got on the forums was from Pukey Brunster, which was interesting. She wasn't really satisfied and she criticized us quite a bit. And other people defended us. But this led to, you know, this was like my first contact with Pukey. And as you know, later she was our guest, but I will come to that later. Then in episode 10, we discussed First Citibank and Trust. Really amazing mission. I really enjoyed that. And then we had Clitramus as a guest, which I just figured out a while ago, just thinking of his name. He's originally from Norway, and so his name actually means climbing mouse. And I thought, like, I read his name, I don't know, and I was like, wait, Klatre? In German, climbing is klettern. Moose, mouse. Mouse is also mouse on German, but written M-A-U-S. And I was like, he's the climbing mouse, which actually is really fitting. We had him, and this was really interesting. I think it's still the longest episode we had. Sadly, Spotify doesn't show me the length of the episode when I played the episode already on my Spotify. But yeah, it was one of the longest episodes, about 3 hours and 9 minutes or something. Or 18, I don't know. But it was really interesting to have him. And I know he was a supporter of the podcast from the very beginning, which actually encouraged me to Pura. I think Clitramus was one of the reasons to have Pura, because I really liked him. And yeah, his suggestion was serious. And I was like, yeah, let's try Pura. And Clitramus was really interesting. Then I released the Thank You Tavris episode, which was like a small version of what I'm doing now here. And people thought, like, Thank You Tavris? Oh, that's like, thank you for the journey and for the ride and that's it. But no, it wasn't. In episode 12, we discussed Godbreaker, featuring Random Taffer. And this was actually something, Godbreaker... The second mission was really hard for me to finish. You know, it would have been a mission where I would maybe have like stopped, or maybe would have pressed the magic combination to finish the mission. But I was like, yeah, no, after Pura, you know, now we wanted to discuss this episode in detail and would have a really good knowledge. So I forced myself to finish the whole 3 mission pack, and I did it. And that changed something, you know. It was easier for me after that to maybe finish missions that are not totally to my liking, or that are maybe too hard for me, or I don't know how to go on. I love Godbreaker; it's amazing. So, and I'm looking forward to the Broken Goddess. So Random Taffer was a really nice guest, really cool dude. And then on episode 13, we had Pukey Brunster, and we discussed her first ever released fan mission, Morbid Curiosity, an amazing piece of work, in my opinion. And yeah, you know, so since we didn't have the best start having a contact on the forums, But then I contacted her and she was open, but not totally sure. So she was like, yeah, maybe we can have like a little voice chat just to see, you know, if we can bond and if everything's cool. And it was a really nice chat I had with her. And yeah, then she was becoming our guest on Morbid Curiosity, and it was really amazing to hear, like, you know, it was her first mission and what she had to do and what she had to think of and who helped her. And yeah, and I think Morbid Curiosity is one amazing mission, and she also was a part of the Scarlet Cascable team with Tana. Really interesting guests. And you know, it was already Clitremus, Random Taffer, Puky Brunster, so who else could it be? And episode 14, I think, still for the most people, is the most special one. And that was The Voice featuring Stephen Russell. And that was also an interesting story. This time it was Brethren, and he contacted me and he told me, hey, some years ago he already was in contact with Stephen Russell and he wanted to do that interview, just a text interview via mail where he sends him some questions and Stephen answers it, you know, and then he Brethren would publish it on the forums. But for some reasons it never happened. And then he came up to me like, hey, he still has his email address and maybe the podcast would actually be the better platform to have Stephen Russell on, you know, personally with his voice, hearing him talk and tell us all his anecdotes in person. And I was like, wow, you know, this like Pura was already like something I had to make a step. But I got used to it. And with Clitremus, Random Taffer, and Hugo Brunster, who gave us a really great experience of having guests and how cool they are, I was like, wow, Stephen Russell. But I was like, yeah, this is like maybe a one-time opportunity. So, of course, I take it. So Brethren arranged everything in the back. We arranged a date and it was pretty uncomplicated with Stephen. So then I thought, that's Stephen Russell. I'm pretty sure, you know, he's not used to Discord and stuff. Just for the detail, we record everything in Discord. There are some recording bots you can add to your discussion and they record everything and then they just give me an Audacity file with all the individual audio lines from the different participants, you know, and it's really amazing, really, really easy to work with. So I was like, okay, I'm clever. I'm creating a guest account on Discord and I will send Stephen. I taught him like a manual step-by-step how to do things. I even took screenshots. You know, of course, I wanted to work, you know, this thing to work. So I sent him the all the data, you know, the account name and the password, so he can log in, and just gave him this little PDF file with a step by step where to click and what to do. And then Brethren and me, we waited, and Stephen didn't join. Our guest account didn't join. Then I looked at my mobile phone and I got an email from Discord that someone is trying to log into my account, but he's not in Europe where I created it. No, he's in the USA. And I was like, God damn. And then it said, if this is you, please confirm clicking on this button. So I clicked, but the link didn't lead to anything. It was a dead link. So I panicked a bit, of course. And Brethren in the background was still, you know, in contact with Stephen Russell over email. So yeah, it was not very convenient. So yeah, it's not working and maybe try this, maybe try that. And it was like 45 minutes already. And Stephen said he has around 1 hour and we already used like 45 minutes. And then Stephen was like, yeah, what about if I create an account on Discord? And then he joined as Stephen R. He's still in our recording Discord where we have all the guests. But he never uses that account, of course. But yeah, then he joined 1 hour later and he gave us still over 1 hour of his time. So the sad part was that after 20 minutes or something, Brethren wasn't hearable for Stephen anymore. I think he clicked on something because he always had to move his mouse over his touchpad on the laptop because otherwise his screensaver came up and then it interrupted our connection. That was, yeah, so Stephen always had to move the mouse and maybe he muted Brethren. I don't know what happened, but so I had to do the whole thing on my own, you know, spontaneously, because suddenly, yeah, Brethren was gone. I could hear him, but Stephen didn't. So I had to read all the questions, you know, all our planning was gone. But I think at the end, it was a really nice episode and was really, really great to hear from Stephen about that. Yeah, I think it's one of our most beloved episodes. Of course, it has the most clicks and downloads and whatnot. Of course, it's Stephen Russell. And I just see that it's written wrong on the Spotify with just one L. I have to change that. Then we had the 20th anniversary contest for Thief 2 review. That was also a very long episode where we discussed all the missions. A great contest, and of course, yeah, there was some controversy, you know, like I think especially Psychosis, he was totally on the Into the Odd camp, and I was like totally on the Feast of Pilgrim camp. And yes, I've won next to me, we were right. And yeah, but Into the Odd, of course, would have been also. If it would have won, it deserved it as well. But yeah, that was really, really nice contest and really fun to discuss that. Then we had again Random Taffer and Marble Man as our guests because Feast of Pilgrim was the winner of the contest. So we had them. We were discussing this episode, this mission in that episode. The Into the Odd guys, they didn't really want to join the podcast, so sadly we could discuss the mission with them. I would have loved to. I think it's even more fun if you're not totally a big fan of that mission, but to hear how certain design decisions were made, and maybe then you understand the whole thing more. But I could still appreciate that. But Fire Mage was so nice because his mission, The Builder's Paradise, was also very high ranked in that contest and is one piece of art. Play The Builder's Paradise. It's hard as hell, but what an amazing thing, especially under the restrictions they had. And then we come to episode 18. And I have to say that this is still my favorite episode. I love all the guests and I love all the episodes, but Daniel Tron is one hell of a guy. I really, really adore him. And he actually is an inspiration, or was an inspiration for me, or still is, because he's always nice. And the story was like a bit like with Brethren and Stephen Russell. Dominus, the great artist, he contacted me that he is in contact with Daniel Tron and maybe he would be a great guest for our show. And then I was like, okay. So I got into contact with Daniel and he was so open-minded and so open for this idea. And we, pretty early, we did, you know, voice chats. Just about random stuff. Back in the days, Donald Trump was still the president, and we had lots of discussions about politics and games and whatnot. It was amazing. Daniel Tron also runs a very great movie podcast, The Martini Giants. So check that out if you're interested into movies and a lot of fun. They drink alcohol. And yeah, you can see or hear after, like, when it goes on, they get drunk more and more. I think Daniel doesn't drink, but the other guys. Yeah, and so Dominus also joined us, and Skeki, and it was a three-hour discussion chat. It was really fun, and I cannot talk about details, but I can just say that it led to some interesting things. And yeah, Daniel Tron is now working with some other former Looking Glass guys on Wisteria. Check that out. It's amazing. And maybe in future projects, you might hear my voice in there as well. Then we had stealth games as a topic featuring Stealth Dogs. Stealth Dogs is a YouTube channel and a person, Alex Lemkovich. And I love his channel. He's discussing stealth games, analyzing them very interesting, very deeply. And I was like, what a great guy. So why not invite him to discuss stealth games in general? And I think we had a really great discussion. Problem was that our internet connections taffed up. And sometimes there are some, too long lags. Sometimes, it's not the most enjoyable mission from the audio quality, I would say. But in general, I think that was a real fun episode, and Stealth Dogs is such a well-spoken, intelligent person and a really nice personality. So, there's a reason why he was also a guest or a co-podcaster supporting me in other episodes later. Then we had Malazar's Inscrutable Tower featuring Nikt. Nikt, one of my all-time favorite authors. I actually stumbled upon him his mission, The Violent End of Duncan Melvin. And short time after that, he released Malazar's Inscrutable Tower, which is still mind-blowing. And he did, was it Turning or Fall? Turning of the Leaves for a contest. He's such a great guy. Such a great personality and such a talented author with so many ideas. Heads up. And then it was already contest time again. The 1 million units contest review. And Brethren was also on that. That was also a very interesting contest. I think contest reviews are a lot of fun. I like that. And then 23, Why We Love Thief was the first episode with Seth and Jake. After the casting I did, there were actually many interested people. I think I got around 11 to 12 messages for people who were interested in joining, because Psychosis left for job and private reasons. And Nex was also not so available. You know, for me, it was a bit of a shock. Like, okay, Psychosis leaving, and now Nex tells me, he can't be around that often. And I was like, okay, is this it? And then I decided, no. There must be other great Taffers out there who will contribute to this project. And so I got Seth and Jake, and as annoying as they are, I'm joking, I'm so glad for these two guys. They contribute so much, and they are always there, and so nice to work with them. They answer regularly as soon as possible when I have a question about when do you guys have time, what should be the next topic. It's fun to discuss with them things, and I'm really, really happy and grateful to have them around. It's amazing to work with you, Seth and Jake, Jeth and Sake. And so we discussed some, so that was my idea, to give them a bit of a to get comfortable with the whole podcasting situation. We did just Why We Love Thief and our top three Thief Gold missions. So there was not so much pressure for them. And I think, it worked out really well. Then in episode 26, we had the Summer Speedbuild competition, which was also really nice. And episode 27 was really cool. It was Heist at Hilbert's High Rise Hotel, featuring Trefoil Knot. And Trefoil Knot is a genius, I would say. He's a professor he's a professor, and he's as old as me, and he's so great, and he did some amazing stuff in Dromat, so in Thief, and we discussed his Hilbert's High Rise Hotel mission, which is outstanding from the art, from the puzzles, from everything, but also at around that time he released also for the 1 million units contest, speed build competition contest, he released a mission called something with Dahlia. And in that, there is some amazing technology where you have portals. Portals like in Portal. You can see them, you can walk around the portal. But if you go into the portal, you end up at a different area. And you can already see that area in 3D. It's like if you're standing in front of a portal. And it's so amazing. This episode was so much fun. Trefoil Knot is such a nice guy. It was a joy to have him and discuss that. And he explained everything, how he did it. He has so many interesting puzzles in his missions. So I'm waiting for his next one. I'm very interested. So episode 28 was Filcher, featuring Johan Jerpe. If you don't know Filcher is a very Thief-inspired game made by one person, Johan Jerpe from Sweden. And I also got Stealth Dogs as a guest here. And what I still very happy about is that's what Johan Jerpe told me. He's, I would say, a quiet guy, maybe shy, and it was the first time that he's like publicly discussing his work. And he told me that this was a very important experience for him, I would describe it as like come out of his shell. And even if the recording thing is just like us three, but of course, you're still a bit like on a stage because people will listen to this. And but he did it. And it was really nice to discuss it with him and Stealth Dogs. Very interesting to hear from a one person game and what he has to overcome and how things work. It's a great game. If you didn't try it, check it out. It's really amazing. And I think it's pretty cheap, around 10 bucks or something. Then we had episode 30, which was also very special because it was Dana Nightingale and also Skeki and Fire Mage. And this episode was, of course, very interesting, I think, especially for TTLG members, because Dana Nightingale back in the day, Digital Nightfall, she explained things to us, how things happened. And of course, it's always great to hear from someone who actually made it into the games industry and plays a major role for Dishonored, for example. And what was very special about that episode were two things. First of all, Skeki, for the first time, publicly announced that he was now working at Arcane as well, and he still is. And then there was another situation where Dana, for people who don't know, she's transgender. So she was a man and she's a woman now. And she told us the story, and she did that for the first time publicly as well. how she realized that, how that feeling got more serious inside her, and it was because of some thief-related situation, and that was very special. It wasn't planned. Someone sent in a question. It was Waicha sent in a question that led to that, and I almost overlooked that question because the forums with the show, you know, the view first unread post directed me to the post beneath that. So I overlooked that, those questions, but Dana is very observative, and she recognized those questions, and she was eager to, she wanted to answer them. She was like writing in the chat, hey, what about those questions? I was like, oh damn, I overlooked them, but of course, let's ask them. And they led to this very emotional moment, and which was, yeah, it was nice, to be honest, to hear that from someone who went through all the struggle to finally become the person they really feel they are. And but also it was pretty hard for me because, you know, suddenly the guest is like in a very emotional state, in tears. And first time publicly talking about this, and I was not sure how to handle it. At the end, I think we did well. I of course asked her if she wants that to get cut out maybe, but she was totally like, no, leave it in, it's important to her. And then it was like, okay, can we maybe go on with the next question? And yeah, Dana's a great guest, so she handled it well. But that was one moment that will always be in my mind, and I'm very I'm happy that it happened on our podcast. You know, I don't want to say proud because it was not created by me, this situation, but it's very special. And yeah, it's maybe some history that our podcast also contributes to the whole history of the thief community. Yeah, so again, thank you, Dana, for that moment, and in general for your great appearances on our show. And then after that, we tried out a new format, which people actually liked, and we love it as well, and it's called the Tafers Talk. We do it now and then. It's like just us talking about little topics related to thief, and yeah, that's real fun. And in the first two episodes, we were streaming them live, and in the first episode, Gamified joined us during the episode because he was in the chat, and then we were like, you know what, let's discuss this in person. So I invited him to the Discord channel, and he was just there and answering and discussing with us. And for the next episode, it was also with Stealth Dogs for a certain topic. And that's really fun. So I really enjoy the Tafers Talk format. And yeah, and then today when I record this, it's October 22 in 2022. And 1 week before, at the same time, we had the second appearance of Dana Nightingale and also Skeki and Stealth Dogs. And we discussed Dana's work on Deathloop and Dishonored, which was, again, really, really nice. The anecdote here is that I messed something up. My biggest fear always is when organizing an episode with people in different time zones that I mess up the right times for the guests. So it didn't happen so far because I always double checked, but this time I was sure that, I don't know why, because I know that, you know, I'm in Middle Europe, Switzerland, so everything to the left to the USA is, you know, they are living in the past. So I, you know, we are ahead in time. So I don't know, Stealth Dogs, who lives in Britain, I was like, yeah, so he must already be ahead of us. I don't know. I mixed it up. So when we were meeting, like, Stealth Dogs wasn't around, and Dana was pointing it out like 1 hour before we wanted to record. She was like, again, reading my message. And then she pointed out that, hey, isn't that the wrong time for Britain? And I was like, damn it, you're right. So I tried to contact Stealth Dogs. Of course, he wasn't online at that time. He was busy. And then Dana and Skeki agreed that we can record 1 hour later and hope that Stealth Dogs will be around then. And yeah, it worked out. So yeah, thanks to all the participants here. And that was also a great episode. And I think at this point, this will be the last guest for this year. I don't know at this point where I'm recording and when this episode will be released. I think we maybe did a Tafers talk, maybe one original mission. That's it. So yeah, that's the story and some anecdotes of the podcast. If you listened to it, thank you very much. If you didn't, then you won't listen to this part. Anyway, so, thank you everybody, to all the guests, to all the people who helped us getting guests, contacting them, and to all the people that support us, and yeah, to Seth, to Jake, to Nex, Psychosis, Lord Soth, for doing that with me. It's great, great fun, and I love it. I'm not sure how long this thing will be going on, but I still have some guests I really, really want to join. I want to join. I just last week I contacted Daniel Tron if he could help me with a certain potential guest to get him to contact with that person. Let's see how that works out. So yeah, whenever you listen to this episode, have a great day, have great Christmas, and a happy new year. Yeah, I'm sure 2023 will be better. Of course. Thanks for listening, Tevers. See you. Bye-bye.
Only thing left for me to do is to make my exit.